Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. military released a video on Thursday of a Russian military intercept that resulted in the forcing down of a U.S. surveillance drone on Tuesday over the Black Sea. The video shows a Russian Sukhoi Su-27 dumping fuel as it approaches the U.S. MQ-9 drone from behind and passes over the top. A second Russian fighter jet approaches in a similar manner as it reaches the U.S. drone. The video feed is disrupted at that moment. U.S. officials say that was the moment the Su-27 collided with the drone. In a virtual news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Thursday that the video of the incident proves the U.S. narrative.
The video is pretty darn conclusive about what happened. And it absolutely just decimates the Russian lie about what they said happened or what they said didn't happen. It's pretty darn obvious when you look at that video that fighter jet hit our drone.
Meanwhile, Poland became the first NATO country to dispatch fighter jets to Ukraine, agreeing to send 4 Soviet-made MiG-29 fighter jets to Kyiv's forces in the coming days. The U.S. and other Western allies have balked at Kyiv's demands for attack jets. More than 2,000 protesters gathered at Place de la Concorde in Paris on Thursday after France's Prime Minister, Elisabeth Borne, used a special procedure to push an unpopular pensions bill through the National Assembly without a vote. The move will ensure the bill raising the retirement age by 2 years to 64. The government says the measure is essential to ensure the pension system doesn't fail. It was passed after weeks of protests and fractious debate. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says implementation of the November peace deal in Ethiopia is showing significant progress. VOA's Maya Miziker reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there has been significant progress in the implementation of the peace deal in Ethiopia. The Secretary of State spoke about the commitment to the peace process by both sides during a press conference Wednesday, concluding his first day in Ethiopia. The peace deal was signed between the Ethiopian federal government and Tigrayan forces last November after 2 years of conflict. Blinken said that there was a very significant drop in human rights abuses in Tigray, according to the human rights advocates he met with earlier. Blinken was expected to meet with African Union Chairperson Moussa Faki Mohamed Thursday before heading to Niger. Maya Miziker for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
The UK government and unions representing various health workers in England said Thursday they've agreed to a deal to increase pay by 5% in the next financial year, potentially ending damaging strikes. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The package will also include a further 2% rise to this year's salaries and a one-off bonus worth at least £1,250 or $1,510 per person. It impacts around 1 million National Health Service staff. The deal follows months of unprecedented industrial action by nurses, paramedics, emergency call handlers, midwives, and others, which was paused to allow for 2 weeks of formal negotiations with ministers. The main unions, including the Royal College of Nursing, which staged its first ever walkout in December, said they will recommend accepting the offer, which also covers working conditions. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak hailed the agreement as affordable for the taxpayer and allowing his government to deliver on his promise to cut inflation in half. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary Janet Yellen told lawmakers Thursday the U.S. banking system remains sound, even though 2 regional banks failed in the past week. She told the Senate Finance Committee that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them. Yellen said the government took decisive and forceful actions to strengthen public confidence in the U.S. banking system by ensuring that all depositors, including those holding uninsured funds exceeding $250,000, were protected by federal deposit insurance when Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank collapsed. Japan and South Korea are working to smooth out areas of concern as key talks proceed. The 2 Northeast Asian nations have agreed to resume regular visits between their leaders and have taken steps to resolve a trade dispute. A highly anticipated summit begins. It's a sign that 2 countries are rebuilding their nation's security and economic ties. Marissa Melton, VOA News.